From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. In Afghanistan, General David Petraeus is now formally in command of U.S. and international forces. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the general calls it a critical moment in the conflict.
At the headquarters of the international forces that have been based in Kabul since 2001, General Petraeus took command of all U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan with a simple ceremony. Petraeus said that after so many years of war, part of his mission is to convince both the Afghan public and the Taliban insurgency that international forces are here to protect civilians and help develop the country. Petraeus told the assembled soldiers and diplomats, "We are in this to win. That is our clear objective." But the definition of victory in Afghanistan has become an open debate in both Washington and Kabul. General Petraeus indicated there would be no major change in the counterinsurgency strategy he helped design for his predecessor, which has so far failed to stem the growing violence. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
One of Shiite Islam's highest religious authorities has died in a Beirut hospital. Lebanon's Grand Ayatollah, Saeed Mohammed Hussein Fadlallah, was sometimes described as the spiritual leader of the militant Hezbollah, though he and the group denied that. From Beirut, the BBC's Jim Mueller says crowds have gathered at his mosque to pay their condolences.
In Lebanon and many parts of the Shiite Islamic world, he was revered as the most eminent spiritual guide. Mohammed Hussein Fadlallah was born to Lebanese parents in the Shiite holy city of Najaf in Iraq, where he completed his studies in the seminaries before moving to Lebanon in 1966. He rapidly gained a reputation for piety and scholarship through his teaching and the many books and treatises he wrote. But he was also an activist. He established religious schools and foundations, clinics and libraries. He was in favor of the Islamic Revolution in Shiite Iran and advocated armed resistance to Israel after its invasion of Lebanon in 1982, which triggered the establishment of Hezbollah.
The BBC's Jim Mueller in Beirut. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spends this July 4th in the Caspian Sea nation of Azerbaijan in an effort to help mediate a long-running and often violent dispute with neighboring Armenia. The two have been fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, an enclave in Azerbaijan that Armenian troops control. Clinton is also challenging what she calls a global crackdown on human rights. She told youth activists in Azerbaijan today to speak out for global change. In Poland, voters cast ballots in a runoff election today. The identical twin brother of the past president who was killed in a plane crash is pitted against the acting president, Bronisław Komorowski. He's been the front runner, but his support has diminished in recent weeks. Jarosław Kaczynski is vowing to continue his brother's dream of a strong Poland, but he has been criticized in the past for being combative and divisive. This is NPR News. Vice President Biden is in Iraq on a previously unannounced trip. The administration's point man on Iraq meets today with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his main rival for the prime minister's job, Ayad Alawi. Biden is trying to find an end to the country's political crisis that's lingered since inconclusive parliamentary elections in March. No political alliance won a clear majority. President Obama and his family are hosting a July 4th barbecue for military families at the White House today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
After spending the first part of this holiday weekend at Camp David, the first family returns to the White House for an Independence Day celebration, honoring hundreds of service members and their families. Along with barbecue, they'll enjoy music and a choice view of the July 4th fireworks on the nearby National Mall. There were no fireworks in the employment numbers released just before the weekend, showing the economy slow to recover from its deep recession. Mr. Obama says Independence Day is a reminder that Americans don't back down from a challenge.
We faced our share of tough times before, but in such moments we don't flinch. We dig deeper, we innovate, we compete, and we win.
The president promised a relentless effort to keep the economy moving forward. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Colombian police have seized a replica of the World Cup trophy, not because it's such a good likeness of the coveted statue, but because it's made of cocaine. Colombian authorities say anti-drug agents discovered it during a routine security check at Bogota's international airport. The 14-inch trophy was made of 24 pounds of cocaine. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.